Come learn in the Blot Gemara. We're up to the Samach Ches and the Mishnah. Okay. Okay. This first section in our Mishnah, actually Mishnah is the last section, but the Mishnah says, Kol HaPsulin, anyone who's puzzle from doing the Malika. Remember, Malika has to be done by a Kohen. Shemoku, they did Malika. Malika is not a proper Shechita. Shechita is, you know, with a knife and here with a finger back front. The thing is that Malika Sam Psula, the Malika is obviously not valid, but the Einoi Metame Beis Abliya, at least it helped. The Malika helped that it removed the tumah. But if somebody would eat it, they don't become tummy while they're swallowing. Yeah, to the bird, but you're talking about the bird, yeah, in the Vela. What about Molak Bismoil? You did Malika with your left finger, left hand. Oy Balaili did night. Again, these are psulim, these are not the right times. Or Shochat Chulin Bifnim. You shechted Chulin, but you did it in its Chulin Ba'azorah, where you're not allowed to bring in Chulin, something which wasn't sacred, into the Azorah. Or Kochim Bechul, you took Kochim, you did outside, which again is forbidden. Einon Metamez Bebeis Abliya. None of these are metame beblaze ablia. At least it helped that they don't become tame. That what? Even though it's a possible thing, but you did something. It was effective to remove the tumor from it. Rashi, call up soon. You want to plugi, call up soon. What is call coming to add? All the possible. Ain't a metame in shemulikosan, even though that what? That they had no right to do the malika metarosan, it helped. It was metai. It took away the tumor. Vishnifsal bekaidish, because it became possible inside the base of midrash for the activity you did, which we'll soon see the rule in the end of the Mishnah when you say it comes coming out. Vahani melikosan mikil help, chim olu lo yodu, since if it went on top of his back, it doesn't come down, so it helped for something. If it also helped to remove the tumor. Hilchot nam melahav nidan avela. Shochat chulin befnim vekotchim bechutz einan metam bezabli avagav de befnim ein shchita loif. There's no shchita for a normal bird. You have to do it outside. Vechem ba'oif kotchim ein shchita bechol makom. Kotchim can only be shochted inside the base of Midrash and not outside. Ein metamit, no longer metamit, ke yal bebraitse gemara, we learn out, v'shochat kotchim befnim d'lektoni, amenim gemara d'asiv z'aklav. What about shechting kotchim inside? Let's say you shechted inside without not Maliki, you did a shchita. That we learn from Zer Klal. We'll soon see. So, back to Gemara. What about Molak Besakin? You did Malika, but with a knife. Now, because when you a Kohen shechts with his finger, and we had a problem before, we don't want to. If he shechts normally, slicing, which means he slices through most of the flesh before he gets to the simen. It's possible because the bird died before even it got to the simen, which is not good. So that's why he has to go and go straight to the middle and to the back of the head, straight to the simen, and not slice across. And by a knife, you're talking about here that he did it the same way. Otherwise, it's shchita. He pierced it to the back and he went straight to the simen. And it's possible because it gets lodged in, it gets wedged in. So molag besakin. If you did Malika but using a knife, because instead of using your finger, Molak, Chulin, Bifnim, Kachim, Chutz. You did Malika of Chulin. Inside, there's no Malika by Chulin anyway, inside or outside. Or you did Kachim, Chutz, Rashi, Molak, Besakin, Malika, Lahavi, there's not Malika, the Ba'atzme, Shal, Koyim, Bin. We need the using the finger of the Koyim, or Shchita, Lahavi, not Shchita, Kiramin, Bakoshachin, if Neshu, Machli, Neshu, Doides, because he's not really cutting properly. He's giving, sorry, the machlid or his thing. Okay, molach chulin b'fnim b'kach b'chud. The l'shaichem liki b'chulin. There's no liquor or b'chulin loy b'fnim loy b'chud. I don't care where you do it. What in the chulin b'chud? So when you say molach chulin b'fnim, it really makes no difference where you did chulin, because it's not a shchita. When what I mean, that's zeh klal. When I say that being malika outside, we learn from zeh klal.
In the reish, you're saying you did a proper thing, just in the wrong time, wrong place.
We'll see, Maria, exactly. In here, you did malika b'sakin, which is not, and molach chulin or kachim b'chutz. Here or Tidin Shaloya Giyaz Manon, or doves that are not old enough, or Bnei Yain, or pigeons Shavaz Manon. Or pigeons, we'll soon see, pigeons have to be young and doves have to be older. And you did pigeons that are older than they're supposed to be. Let's say it's missing an aver, it's missing a wing, dried up. Shenispis eino, blind in an eye. Shenikta raglo, is missing a leg. In all of these cases, metame beisabliya. You were ineffective, you did nothing, and it's still metame in beisabliya. Zekla, this is the rule. If the whole psul was not the bird itself, it's something that you did inside the base of Megiddo, and ain't a matam bezabliya, it's no longer matam bezabliya. Like night, doing it night, you're doing it with the left hand. Loyai psul b'kaid, the psul is not in the kaid, the psul is the bird itself, missing a leg and all that, or the age. Matam bezabliya, then it is matam, you didn't do anything. Rashi in top. Toidin. Like he is mana, a dove too young, but a young pigeon should always be too old. Ain't the carbon, not all the carbon. And the problem is the bird itself. When it comes to toidin, when it comes to dove, they have to be older. But a young, because the pigeons, they have to be young. The law is tamid crow, because of it says, mean ha yoinu, mean bnei ha toidin. They even start toiling shade, and when the kosher mishia zivu, when they start getting a bit yellow, so they're a bit older. They even start getting psulin, and when the mishia zivu noitzim was heavish, so it's getting yellow around the neck. Shalish was ainu the havelim mechusa davis lacking aver, even though we know there's no psul guf, there's no mum by a bird, there's no tamus v'zachros by a bird. Still, we have the other rule of hakrivei you know lefachasach. You're going to be serve this up to your officer. We say that I've got a cataract, things that are not noticeable. It came into the Zodah Kosher, initially he did something there, that's possible.
But if it is noticeable, like not like a fire or something like that.
What do you mean?
The wings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying here. That's what I'm saying here. So the Yofshe Gapo, for example.
It's got to be some obvious movement.
That's right. Something that's passnish to bring something like this to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. So the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Rav said, Smoil, the Mishnah says, if you did the left hand or Lilo at night, Mitam Beis Hamikdash, at least it was effective, it's no longer Mitam. But Zor, if a Yisrael, for example, did Malika, the Mishnah doesn't mention it in for Zor and Malika. Even though it says kolapsul, we'll see. V'sakin, or if you used a knife, is metamin bebeis abliya. Those two things do not remove the tumah, and it's still metamin bebeis abliya. Rashi smoil v'layla molak besmoil v'layla removes the tumah. Abazor v'hu adin lo oinin. Anybody who's disqualified, an oinin or an odol v'cholapsul. Says the Gemara, Maishna, what's the difference? Smoil, what's the svar? Why is it that using the left hand we say that you did something? Because there is other activities of kachim. We use the left hand. We had the same Gemara before, like Adon Yom Kippur would use his left hand as well. He had the shovel in the right hand, he would carry other things in the left hand. So he had things. The Islay Hechshed Abiyan Kippurim, since it's kosher somewhere, so therefore if you did a smoil, at least it was effective to remove the tumah. Fine. The Laila, what about at night? Again, Isle Hechsheda, there is some activities in the Mishkan at night, in the base of Mishkan at night, for example, the Eivorim Upadarim. So if that's the whole word, so why are you telling me that Zor did nothing? What do you mean, Shechit Hechsheda Bezor? Every behemoth, every korban can be shechted by a Zor. So why don't we say that Yisrael, Shecht, a bird, did something, at least remove the tumor? Zor Nami, Isle Hechsheda, Beshechit Zor, also there's a Hechsheda, because he Shechts. Says the Rashi, but Yom Kippurim, where do you find Yom Kippur in the left hand? Not close to Machta Beimin. He took his shovel in the right hand, was a kapas mill in the spoon in the left hand. Velayla nami denayr also maishna. The Ashkel we find Hechshedel Chatchila bevorim dorim. There are other activities that are kosher Chatchila night. Says the Gemara, oh, that's not a kasha. You know why? All the kabbalas Yisroel can do shchita because not kaseh avoidus. Shchita lav avoidi. Melikas kaseh avoidus. Kaseh a service of the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, it can only be done by a kohen. Shchita is only a preparation.
He's
puzzled. You should get another job.
I'm working the best in the
That's it. You can learn. So the Gemara Balai, no. Va'amar Rab Zayda says, Shchitas Pora. What about Pora Duma? Pora Duma L'chayda. Shchitas Pora, bizarre, psula. By Shchitas Pora Duma, we know that you cannot use Azor cannot do the activity there. Umachvi Rav, Allah Rav showed why Takanat could be read in this expasha. Elazar, who is the one who prepares Baradume? Elazar, V'chukah, and V'chukah. So we see, you're telling me this what it is, because you find, what do you call it? Shechita is not kosher. Shechita, you tell me Shechita is not an avodah. We're finished with Shechita an avodah, but I have Baradume can only be done by coin. And since Shechita is an avodah, can only be done by coin, and yet by Kabbanas, we see that Yisrael can do it. So why can't we say by Malika also that even though it's an avodah, Yisrael does it, at least remove the tumah? Says Gemara, no, shiny para. It's not shechit is not avoided, and shechit is not avoided at all. What about para duma? Para is not a carbon. The kotche bedekabayisi. It's not a carbon. It's to maintain, you know, the tara in the base of Migdash. So therefore, or therefore, it's considered part of maintenance in the base of Migdash. It's not a carbon. So there's no special dispensation anywhere for an avoid of shechit to be mutter by Yisrael, because para duma is not avoided.
Hey, para is like part of the equipment of the Migdash.
Yeah, it's part of the preparation. Which is not even that sacred. Yet boy kuhuna requires kuhuna, and they have and surely kachim is beach boy. Surely kachim is beach should require kuhuna. Yet we see Yisrael is mutter. It must be an avoda. And yet we see Yisrael is mutter. So surely Yisrael is mutter also by malika of a bird to at least to remove the tumah. Amar Rashi. Just because we require a coin by Pora Duma doesn't make it an Avoida. When it comes to view, you can have a Talmud Chacham, all the dinner of Negoim, yet he cannot pronounce a Torah. You need Dafka coin to pronounce a Torah. Is it right? Just because we require a coin doesn't make it an Avoida. So Pora Duma is not an Avoida, and therefore don't bring a Rai from there that you need Dafka coin. So by ordinary Kabbanah, Shchit is not an Avoida. So Bashenke Maliki is an Avoida. Only a coin can do it, nobody else. The going to avoid the boy kuhuna in the kuhuna. You want to find. But what about the Nailiv Mibamba? Let's compare it to a Bamba. Bamba's where they had with no Mishkan, or Mishkan, they had in the backyard. You all had their own Mizbeach. Let's learn from Bamba that over there, what do you call it? But over there, you didn't claim for any activities. So a Bamba, you had Malika done by Yisrael. So they're the same thing. Say that if a coin for Yisrael does malik in the base of Migdash, even though it's not kosher, but at least it removes the tumah. Slightly effective. Says the Gemara, Mibamba lo yalif. We don't learn from Bamba. Says the Gemara, lo no. But Hatanya, we learned. You tell me we don't learn anything in the base of Migdash from Bamba, I'll show you we do. We already had the Gemara before. With Tanya, didn't we learn? Minayin lo yaitza. How do you know that if you take the carbon outside the base of Migdash? That it's possible, but imalo yari brought it on the bech, it stays, it remains there. Why? Because at least there's some this effect is likely. Shada yaitze kosher bebomber. Could by bomber, do you find there's no limits where you can eat it? So we see there's no concept of yaitze. Therefore, the base of Migdash, we're going to remove yaitze at least. But ever you put it on the bech, so we see we do compare to bomber. So why don't you say about bomber, Yisrael can do malika? So if Yisrael does it here, at least you remove the tumor. So you're right. Tana, our Tana, azois toira so oila samachli. We learn that from Torah, so we compare everything to another, that if you know it's possible, you put them as bech, it remains there. But it says, only this is limiting. So certain things is limited. And one of them is, a Yisrael. For Yisrael, does the Malika? Nothing happened. Rashi, even in the Bamba, Shahazar, Kosher, but Kosher, Limlak, if it's the birds, the Chatchila, the Enki, and Bamba, there's no Kuna, there's no laws of Kuna by Bamba. Get it now, Bavari Basa, we learn the end of the Bizvachi, the Kiva, the Ashkan, the Hachshela, Chatchila, Balma, Yitta, Khan, Mid Vela, she bought Taros, Mid Vela, the Bamba, if in the Migdash, the Bamba, Kachoyla, the Gab Migdash, because the Bamba is like Choyla, Gab Migdash. Second one, right, but Abiechen Amar, Abiechen says, I disagree with Rav, I hold. Zor ain't metam is a blia. I hold that if a zor taka malika for this very reason, I hold you learn from Bamba that if a zor did it, since he goes on his back, he don't take it down. It's not it removes the tumah. Rashi, Rabbi Yechonam, and Balak zor ain't metam is a lidi. I finim learn from Bamba. Second one, right? Sakin, a knife. Since a knife is not really malika, nor is a shchita metame a base a blia. If you use a knife to do malika, It's not a malika, it's not a shchita. It does not remove the tumah. It's a tamei beis abliya. So now, we learned in our Mishnah, kol ha, it says in our Mishnah, Rashi was saying, sakin, metamei, delay malika, lo shchiti. A koyin, if Yisrael does it, it says, Abiyechanan, it removes the tumah. But if you take a knife, there's nothing happened. Why? Because loy malika, this is not the way you do malika. No shchita, the way you did the sakin wasn't the oifen of shchita. You did it through, you know, like a malika. The kavosel lashkan hechsheda. We don't find anywhere such a kind of hechsher. Okay, so Gemara writes. Opening of Mark of Mishnah is all those who are apostles, Shemoku, they did Malika, Malikasim, Solomon, although who including it be Shalom, call who including Asur Yizar. That if Israel does it, the Malika is apostle, and yet it says in the Mishnah that what it's done by Tambay Sabliya. He's talking about Azar because you find by Abomah, Azar did it. Elu the Rav Kolosim Hakun. The Rav for Yisrael does it. It's Takas Tul Metame. So what do you mean Kol Hapsulin? What's he being marbe? My Rav. See more answer. What was it Elu the Rav Kolosim Hay? Was it no Lav Lasui is coming to include Smoy Velayla? That if you used your left hand or you did it at night, you remove the tumah. Fredi Gemara Smoy Velayla Beheading Tony. It's in the Feishin Mishnah. It's not a kasha. Tani v'hadam mefarish. First division says kol absul, and then explains you which ones we're talking about. Lail and smile. Rashi lasi shchitz lo Rashi. Vayitim motoshma. It says further in the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says that kol. This is the rule. Kol shay absul bekaidish, where the psul started in the base of Midrash. Ainim metam may begun base of Bliya. Says in the Mishnah that anything which is possible in the base of Midrash, if the whole psul started in the base of Midrash, it's what? It's not metame. Tamekadim is not metame. The word begodim was added on here. Begodim is based on belief. If you swallow something, it doesn't tell me you're close. B'shashi eating it. So what's kol? What are you adding over here that it removes the tumah? Bishlai v'yechin and kol lasu yizor. Over here, at least, it's coming to include a zor yisrael, removes the tumah. Elul rav lasu yimai. But according to Rav, what's it coming to add? What's the kol adding here? Since you hold that if your soul does it, it does remain tummy. So you want to ask back. Will the time according to you? Okay, Korab Yechin is better. Shaloi Hayab Sula Kaidish Lasui Mai. The last line then it says, and anything which is not Sula Bekaidish is definitely remains Tommy. What's that coming to add? El Reisha. So whatever you can answer for Rabbi Yechin, we'll answer the Rav. El Reisha Lasuya. The Reisha is coming to add where it removes the Tumme Shchitas Kachi Bifnim. If instead of doing Malika, you did Shchita, since Shchita works in other places, it removes the Tumme. And Sefer that says, since Malika by Chulin never works, Bechutz outside. So the same with Rav. So what about Tanya, Kavos Rav Yechon? We actually learned the Braise similar to Rav Yechon on Molka Zor, Molka Psepostle. If a Zor did Malika, or Apostle did Malika, Hapigel, Vahanoise, Vahatomei. Let's say it became pigol, you did pigol afterwards, or it was left over, or became tamei, a mitamina besablia. You don't say retrospectively that since it became tamei, it's like an avela, and therefore when you ate it, it should be a mitamei besablia. You don't say that. Rashi, hanoise vehatamei, loy amrim. We don't say nafkula veheta chils kachim by leaving it to become noiser. Or by letting it become tummy, is it you lose that the heter of achilas kachim v'chal alayu isin avela mafreya, that the isin avela should be chal mafreya. But what is he from here clearly? That if a zar is meilik, it's not metame beis abliya. It's a raya to Rav Yechon, not like Rav who said if a zar is meilik, we don't learn from Bama and that it still remains tummy. Amar Rav Yitzchak says, Shamaiti, I heard two things. I heard one din regarding achas, regarding kmitza zor. If a zor did the kmitza by mincha, when a kohen should be doing it, removing the three fingers, scooping from the mincha, but achas malika zor. One regarding the malika azor. Achas, tate, one of them, if you put them on his bech, you got to remove them, but achas, one of them, tate, if you put them on his bech, leave them there. But lo yedaina, and I can't remember, I don't know which one is which. Omar Chizke says it makes more sense, Mistabro, that Kmitza for Yisrael does it, tate it. It has to be removed from Mizbeach and so on. And Malika Loitet, Malika does not get removed from Mizbeach, it stays on there. And once you say it remains on the Mizbeach, it removes the Tumah, and that's what Rabbi Yechonon said. Maishna, why should there be a difference? Sigmar explains. Malika, the Yeshna Bibama, Malika, which you find by Bama, we said before, there's no, you find by a Bama. That Israel can do it because there's no activity of kohen there. Fine. New for Gemara, but Kmitza Namishim Bama, and by Kmitza, who he did the Mincha, the Israel did. There's no kohen in there. So what's a chilek? Ivechi Temi, tell me, ain't Mincha Bama. They never brought a flower offering at a Bama. They only brought kabbalas. Nu ain oifus nami bama. If you hold, there's no mincha, there's no oifus.
The whole thing's theoretical.
Why? The Amar of Shadr says, there's a machlekes. The one who says, yesh mincha babama, that tanu holds that there is mincha by bama, yesh oifus babama. Also, they brought birds to bama. And the divide oimed, ain mincha, and the one who holds there's no mincha, ain oifus. My time, what's the base of all this? Because it says in the Pasuk, by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he read before Matan Torah, he made a bama over there, and he brought all these, you know, he brought his Nari ben Yisrael. So the Pasuk, they brought oilers, vayizbechu zvachim. So Shalom Hashem. So the question is, Zvachim is only animals. So then it negates mincha. Then also negates birds. If Zvachim is lavdafka, then it just like includes birds, it includes the mincha. My time is Zvachim v'le menacha. Zvachim v'le yayif. So what's the chiluk in kmitza? Ella ema say ein kiddush b'chlei sharis b'mincha b'bama. A mincha you have to put inside a klei sharis and then you bring it. Since by a bama there was no klei sharis, so you cannot compare it to a bama, and that's why if a zor does the activity of kmitza, it is possible and nothing happened. If you put him in bech, you got to remove it. Now shengim by eifes, you don't need klei sharis, and Yisrael therefore was able to do eifes as well. We hold according to the opinion that mincha and eifes were brought in the bama, and Yisrael was able to do it. So for Yisrael did it over here, at least he removes the tumah. Rashi, zvachim, ayizbuchu zvachim shlamim. Ein kiddush b'kleishar mincha v'bama. Hichalifol le'yafin azor midini kmitza mezor b'bama. You can't compare the two. The loydami you cannot compare hach kmitza lahach kmitza. The kmitza by a bama, the kmitza here. The mikdash hayol v'kitcher b'kleishar is it can pasul b'zor by pasul by azor. Okay, we'll stop here. Change the mind, sure.